every piece of news, there will always be a minimum of two sides. Someone will love you so much and someone will hate you so much. Let's take a look today at Palestine. We know that there is a genocide happening, but on the other side, isn't there a story of people saying, what genocide? Aren't we trying to say this is totally unacceptable? And on the other side, isn't there someone saying, well, you know what, we have the right to defend ourselves. And on this side, they're saying, well, are you the only guys who have the right to defend themselves? Because you wait, when the others wake up and start realizing they also have a right to defend themselves, then guess what? There's going to be a world war. May Allah Almighty not do that. May Allah Almighty help us resolve the matter. But you and I know we are dealing with the biggest and greatest criminal of our age. We never dreamt. I, for one, never dreamt in my life. You find people justifying it, patting them on the back to say, well done, you murdered so and so. They don't even call it a murder. They call it an operation. So if you notice, they'll use smart words to describe what? The same crime. And when, if it were done by the other side, then another type of a word is used. Nelson Mandela was considered a terrorist for more than 50 years. Do you realize? What was it? Verify, investigate, authenticate. It took them 50 years to realize actually he's a freedom fighter fighting for his land. He came out a hero, Nobel Prize winner.